there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll hear from Bill Belichick. Shocking sound from Bill Belichick. Something I haven't heard from Bill Belichick before. That'll be coming up. By the way, we have a lot of wonderful fans. And look, if you buy a calendar or T-shirt or you call in or you just listen, you know, we appreciate that. And occasionally you'll have a fan who goes above and beyond. And we have a friend, Sugar, in Arizona, and he got tattoos of us on his thighs. And it's kind of strange when you meet a man and he pulls his pants down in front of you to show you your face on his thigh. And he did one for Paulie, did one for myself, did one for McLovin. And they're large. They're large, you know, these beautiful tattoos. And so I don't know what happens now. McLovin is leaving us on Thursday, and I don't know if Sugar is going to have to somehow remove that tattoo, because you don't want to have a traitor on, you know, on your thigh. But Seton and Fritzy, I don't know if Sugar ever got tattoos of you guys. And you first met Sugar, didn't you, Seton?
Yeah. I think Sugar eventually got us all done. I know he had the popular Box Score logo also tattooed.
Oh, man.
He had the Dan Patrick Show logo, the now defunct Box Score, and I'm pretty sure the rest of us eventually got on there right next to, I'm pretty sure Steve Urkel is in there as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I do that?
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
It's like in an XFL tattoo. It's very tenuous, some of these things he tattoos on himself.
Well, he really loves the show. And look, I don't recommend this because, you know, probably not a great life decision, but Sugar was a wonderful guy, great personality, and he pulled down his pants when we first met him, and he showed us that he had our... We were at a bar. It's one of those where you go, okay, is anybody looking at this man pulling down his pants to then show our faces on his thigh?
In Portland?
Is that where that was?
I'm pretty sure we're at a bar in Portland.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. But first of all, it's kind of shocking when you have your face on a guy's thigh. And then, you know, Paulie goes, I'm kind of creeped out that I'm on his thigh. And Paulie goes, you know, I asked Sugar if he would not put my face on his thigh. Like, where would you be okay with another man putting your face, Paulie?
Look, I understand, like, if you put your face on, you're pretty much like a legendary sports figure in the media, and you're going to be. I'm a sports radio producer. I don't want to be on someone's thigh. In 20 years, someone's going to be like, who's that guy? I recognize the guy, the main guy. Who's that dork?
We mentioned this to start the show somehow, that I was in France and I was there. I wanted to go to Normandy, and my wife got me this trip for Christmas a couple of years ago. I had to go to Normandy. I wanted to walk those beaches. I wanted to see everything I could. And you go to the American cemetery where those who died are buried, and it's an unbelievable scene. It's immaculately kept. It's pristine. It's beautiful. And we had a driver, and he said, look, I'm going to get you there right before 5 o'clock. They play taps where they have the U.S. flag, and they bring it down while they're playing taps. They do it every single day to honor those, you know, our fallen soldiers. And I said, I got to see that. And we get there, and people are gathering around this huge flagpole, and they start to play taps, and they bring the flag down. And nobody's saying anything. It's so silent. Except for one person who claims to be our biggest fan, who's there behind me, who taps me on the shoulder as I'm crying and videotaping this. And he wants to know if he can get a picture. And he also wants to know where Tom Brady is going. This was before Brady went to Tampa Bay. McLovin is really good friends with this guy whose name is Sully. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, Michael Sullivan. All that what you said is true. Legit fan.
Okay. And Sully joins us on the phone. Good morning, Sully.
6'2", 245.
Yep. Do you have a statement prepared, Sully?
First of all, Dan, as soon as I did this interaction, which all you said is true, I was crying also, immediately regretted it. Immediately. I'm like, we're at this pristine, everything you just talked about, everything you talked about, and then all of a sudden, there you're standing. And look, a lot has to work out, like McLovin had said. And first of all, Fritzy, what's up, my man? Paulie, Seton, fellas, how we doing? And then that moment happens, Dan, and I just, it's like, okay, when am I ever going to get a chance to talk to Dan Patrick?
Did you give any thought to maybe waiting 90 seconds?
Immediately after I said hello, yes. Immediately after all this goes down that you talked about this morning, yes. I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because then I panicked that I ruined the moment for you.
You did.
I know.
Yeah.
Dan, I've been thinking about this since July 6th, 2019. Never did I ever think that I'd be blasted on my favorite sports talk radio show and getting dragged along the... Suck It Sully's one of the best. Whoever that called in, Suck It Sully, amazing.
I showed the Danettes the video. I have the video on my phone. And I'm playing it, and the only thing that you don't hear is you tapping me on the shoulder. It is so quiet, and it's so solemn. And then I got this big guy behind me. He's like, hey, can I get a picture when this is all done?
Where's Brady going,
Where? And then he got that, you know, Boston accent. Yeah, where do you think Brady's going? And I said, I don't know, Dan, hell, just like Dan, you.
Dan, have you ever had that moment where you had an interaction and immediately after you're like, why did I just do it? Like that second of pause and rationality out the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly how I felt. And I got in the car after and we were driving back to Paris and I looked at my now fiance. I'm like, I don't know why I just did that.
Did your fiance say anything like, what are you doing?
It happened so fast that she looked over and she's like, what did you just do? And I'm like, I immediately regretted what I just interrupted a moment for that guy. And
you know what I'm going to do, Sully? During the ceremony, when you get married, I'm going to tap you on the shoulder and then I'm going to ask for a picture and an autograph. Is that okay?
Well, do you know what I wanted to tell you, Dan? This is exactly what I wanted to tell you. I found your show 13 years ago when I moved from Boston to Los Angeles, when I was in a very dark time in my life. I found you guys online.
Sully, don't try to make me feel bad. I'm not going to cry.
No, No, I don't. We already had our crying moment, but okay. I really wanted to let you know, you and everybody, the Danettes, everybody that's been involved on the Dan Patrick Show for the past 13 years when I found you guys, thank you for everything you guys got me through. 13 years ago, I got sober, and I was in a very dark, dark place in my life. And coming from Boston, I didn't know sports talk radio shows had positivity, had laughter, had that banter, because it was always just all negative back in Boston. And when I found you guys and I saw the interaction that you guys had, this is a long time ago, so it wasn't what it is now. You guys have, I'm not kidding, you've gotten me through some very dark, dark times. And I'm so glad that now, in the right moment, not in Normandy, I can say thank you to everybody involved in the Dan Patrick Show. You guys have been a huge part still of my life. At 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday, I try to catch you guys when I'm doing stuff in the office or when I'm in my car on the Sirius Radio. I'm very, very grateful that I've been able to listen to you guys and have those moments of, I can just shut my head off when I turn on the Dan Patrick Show. I'm very, very grateful. I can't apologize enough for that moment, Dan, of ruining that special. I had listened to your show. When you, okay, so Dan, put yourself in my shoes. You're in Normandy. You're at the cemetery. You're taking it all in, and all of a sudden you look and you're like, oh, that's Dan Patrick. This is my moment I can say thank you. Out the window. Everything goes out the window.
Sully, two things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very happy for you.
Thank you.
Second of all, your speech was longer than the ceremony in Normandy. Okay? All right?
I need to give a shout-out to my man Richard Jefferson, too. He's a huge fan of mine.
No shout-out, Sully. Damn. Well, Sully, thanks for calling in. Thanks for ruining the moment in Normandy. And I might show up at your wedding.
I hope you do, Dan. I appreciate everything you guys do. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday.
Thank you, buddy. That's Sully, McLovin's friend. Yes, McLovin.
He was doing so good, then he got Fritzy-esque on the speech. Yeah, half and half.
I know. Cut it in half, Sully. Glad you got sober. Could have stopped there, you know. He made me want to drink after I met him. And I got, but my wife said, that guy know you? I go, sort of. And my wife has seen it all with, you know, people who come up to me, you know, usually men. And she goes, well, what did he want? I said, he wanted a picture and an autograph. She goes, here? I go, yes. And she goes, but you're crying. I go, yeah, I know. Because of the ceremony, not because of Sully. Yeah, Paulie.
I could just imagine, though, like, that could have been the conversation. If he would have got you and pulled you away, you could have done 12 minutes with him.
Oh, man. And then, so we get the picture, and he tells McLovin, man, Dan was really nice. Well, I didn't know what else to say, or I was like, okay, you know, it happens. I appreciate it. You know, one day people stop asking you for an autograph or a picture. But in that moment, like, he could have, if he waited 2 minutes, we would have been okay. Yes, Eden.
And there's just something that adds so much to the story, actually, which is already phenomenal, Ben, hearing that Boston accent.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Dad, wicked excited to meet you,
yeah,
bud.
Yeah. And then he gives me the, where do you think Brady's going?
Where's Tommy going, huh?
And I went, oh, my God.
Listen in my car.
Yeah. Every morning in my car. But my wife will always say, if we go to another country, said, do you think you'll be recognized? And I said, yes. You know, it'll happen in the strangest places. And lo and behold, at the cemetery in France. Yes, McLovin.
So is that the strangest, or has there been other countries? I know you've traveled internationally a lot.
Yeah. Nothing comes to mind, but for the most part, you get, like, my voice will give me away. You know, somebody might not recognize me because I usually have a hat on and glasses. And, you know, my wife says, I don't know how they know who you are. I go, my voice. Because most people probably, you're listening in your car with radio, or if you're watching TV and you watch SportsCenter, you would, you know, be listening, you would hear the voice. So I'm guessing that's probably why. Bill Belichick didn't say too much after Saturday's loss against the Colts, but he always has his Monday morning early meet with the media, and he likes to get it out of the way, show up early, And here is how Bill Belichick started his press conference this morning.
Look, fellas, I apologize if, you know, I seemed like I was a little short with you after the game. You know, obviously a frustrating game. Down 20 to nothing, didn't do anything well enough. I mean, there isn't really much to say at that point without watching the film. Clearly, we had problems in every area. So, you know, there was no simple answer. And, you know, every play could have been better. Every area of coaching could have been better. Every area of playing could have been better. And any of that would have helped. So, you know, not really trying to be short, but honestly, there wasn't too much to say. I don't know that there's a whole lot more to say now, but, you know, it's not your fault. That was a frustrating game.
What just happened? Did you edit that, Seton? Is that doctored?
No, as a matter of fact, I got like, are we in trouble? Like, what just happened? Hold on a second. What's going on here?
Not blaming us. Yeah, Paulie.
Is there a body switching movie being produced by someone with the NFL like the...
Is Lindsay Lohan going to be in this movie?
And what could he have possibly said that made him feel like, wow, I was really short with the media last night. I better apologize this morning after the last 20 years.
Yeah.
What could he have possibly done that was shorter than what he's been doing?
Maybe the girlfriend?
Wowzers.
Yes, Todd.
It's like he was voted by.
Wait, slow down.
It's like he was visited by the ghost of Christmas Future. That if he continues to behave like this and act like this towards the media,
best and worst of the weekend. Todd, start with you.
Best.
Happy anniversary to that clip.
Yeah. I don't know what you said, Todd, but. Yes, McLovin.
He actually had a good point. It is like he was visited by the ghost of Christmas Future, but he didn't really say it.
It took a few seconds to get there. I lost my train of thought.
This is one of a kind.
You've been quiet for an hour.
That's what happens. And you're not talking enough. You're talking too much. You're making weird sounds.
I just said slow down. That's all I said. Getting all sensitive on me. You okay?
I'll be all right. It's okay. The holidays.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I thought I had something interesting to say, just to came out very
You awkwardly. Did, and I just said, slow down. That's all. Yes, Paul.
I'm like you. I got to know the origin behind this. This is not a new thing. I watched Saturday postgame.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Fritz.
Oh, yeah, that too. You could interchangeable. I'm a Patriots fan. I hate this. I don't want him being a nice guy and easygoing with the media.
All right. Carson Palmer is going to join us. Did he agree with what the Ravens did against the Green Bay Packers? And how do you explain what happened to Tom Brady last night? Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, Sleep IQ technology, your sleep number, that 360 smart bed. You got to get into one of their stores because Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, has all kinds of tips for you. Holiday season, festive, it's fun, but it's stressful. Gift shopping, decorating, hosting, traveling, it takes a toll. You got to get quality sleep. And if you go into a Sleep Number store, ask about Sleep IQ technology. Ask about how do you get your sleep number. And ask about that holiday sales that they have going on right now. Special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, sleepnumber.com. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments are required. See sleepnumber.com/Patrick for details. They have all kinds of tips for getting a great night's sleep, not just for you, but also for your children. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This program brought to you by Level Select CBD. Provides targeted relief, helps treat everyday discomfort when you need it the most. Go to levelselectcbd.com. Make sure you use the promo code GP30, $30 off your entire order. $30 off, levelselectcbd.com. Promo code DP30, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Former NFL quarterback, of course, Heisman Trophy winner, USC, Carson Palmer, joining us on the program. Carson, I want you to listen to Bill Belichick this morning and tell me if this sounds like the Bill Belichick that you know.
Look, fellas, I apologize if, you know, I seemed like I was a little short with you after the game. You know, obviously a frustrating game. Down 20-0, didn't do anything well enough. I mean, there isn't really much to say at that point without watching the film. Clearly, we had problems in every area. So, you know, there was no simple answer. And, you know, every play could have been better. Every area of coaching could have been better. Every area of playing could have been better. And any of that would have helped. So...
Carson, who is that guy?
That's Steve Belichick. Isn't that his son apologizing to the media? Bill doesn't apologize to the media. He doesn't even acknowledge the media most of the time. I can't believe I just heard that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, of all the times when he's disrespectful to the media, whatever happened when they lost to the Colts, that made him like, I got to apologize to the media.
Well, it is the first time he's lost to the Colts in a solid two or three decades. So maybe just something came over him and some emotions came over him that he just wasn't quite sure how to handle and how to let out.
Did you see Brady during the game last night go over to Dennis Allen, who was filling in for Sean Payton, and he basically says, bleep you? Like, he has an exchange with him? How often does that happen?
It's only happened a handful of times. The New York Giants got a certain level of frustration out of Brady a couple different times in Super Bowls. And last night, I mean, they couldn't move the ball unless they were throwing little tiny short passes. And obviously with all the injuries they had at outside with their receiving core. But I mean, you saw it a little bit last year in the Super Bowl with Tyrann Mathieu when he got frustrated with Tyrann down in the red zone. You saw it last night. I mean, they put up 0 points against a very average to below average team in New Orleans. I know that defense is good, but I mean, that's the kind of Brady, you know, those exclamation points, those bleep you things, you just don't typically see unless you really frustrate him. You hit him, you make him move off of his spot in the pocket. And that's what New Orleans did all night long. They kept him frustrated. He wasn't on his game. They weren't on their game in Tampa. And that defense just, they just continued to eat as the night went on and held him to 0 points.
Have you ever yelled at an opposing coach during a game?
I'm sure I have. I'm sure I have multiple times. It's just hard to actually get caught where you can actually mouth and see the words that you're saying to that individual. That very rarely happens. But, you know, you've seen it happen. I've seen it happen during games with Brady where he's yelling and screaming at guys. That's the intensity you want from your quarterback. That's the intensity you want out of the guys you're lining up in the huddle. You just don't want to get caught on TV with the bleep you.
But can you play mad at that position?
If anybody can, it's Brady. I mean, Brady's played in just about every mindset throughout the years, throughout his career. It's a little bit harder, you know, when you're exchanging words on the sideline and just when you're throwing out the end of that bleep, the CK of that bleep, your headset starts coming in and here comes the next play. So you got to really quickly reload, get whatever thoughts that are in your head out so that you can hear that next play, because now you're on the play clock. You only have 25 seconds to hear that play, get to the huddle and relay it. And that was just one of those nights. It's fun. I mean, you know, unless you're a New England fan when he was there, a Tampa Bay fan, it's fun to see Brady get mad. It's fun to see him get animated and see him get blanked and see him put up a goose egg every once in a while because it's so rare.
What did you think of John Harbaugh going for two, going for the win against the Packers?
I loved it. I don't care what anybody says. He's down a bunch of guys. Everybody on defense is essentially hurt. He's down his MVP quarterback. He knows if he kicks the extra point and goes to extra time, the odds aren't in his favor. When you go to extra periods and overtime and you don't have your quarterback and you don't have six starters on defense and you're down your left tackle and your right guard and so on and so on, I like trying to go for the win and letting it ride. And it's really a gamble at that point, but it's just as much of a gamble going into overtime. Maybe you lose the coin toss. Again, you're down starters on defense, you're down starters on offense. Trying to put the game away there and move on and get to next week. I get it. I love it. Unfortunately, it didn't work out this time.
But I have the weapon of Justin Tucker. I have to acknowledge that if I get to overtime, yes, if they win the coin toss, there's a great chance they might go down and score a touchdown. But if we win the toss, I still have Justin Tucker to put us up 3 points and really put some pressure on Aaron Rodgers. So while I love that they went for it and John Harbaugh gave his team the confidence that he believed in them, I got a backup quarterback who had one read and he missed Hollywood Brown, who was wide open as well.
I love Justin Tucker too, but we're talking about a kicker. I mean, we're talking about going to extra periods. You got Aaron Rodgers and a team that's, what, 11-3 on the opposing sideline. You've got all kinds of weapons at their disposal. You have very few weapons. Like you just said, you're on your backup quarterback going into extra time. I think Justin Tucker's potentially a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest kickers I've ever seen. But at the end of the day, I like letting it ride and seeing if you can get out of there with a win in one play as opposed to having to play another period after that.
Are you sold on the Saints having a quarterback going into next season?
No. The Saints will be drafting, trading, something. Something will happen, but they will not move forward. I still, you know, Taysom Hill just signed a contract, and it's a great contract to be a weapon and be kind of that utility knife that he can play on special teams. He can run down and cover kicks. He can play running back, receiver, quarterback. He will be in that system, obviously, with his new contract, but they will be looking for a new starting quarterback for sure.
It feels like the Colts are succeeding, but not because of Carson Wentz. It feels like it's their defense and Jonathan Taylor. So how do you – what are they, 8-6? They're a playoff caliber team, but I just don't know how much can you rely on Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz is unfortunately not the quarterback we thought he was 4 years ago. I mean, Carson Wentz is right now what he's put on tape over the last 3 years is he's an average quarterback. He's not in that top tier of 5 or 10 guys. He's not in the bottom tier of those bottom 5 or 10 guys. He's right in the middle of the pack. There's some plays that you watch when he plays, and that pick he threw into triple coverage kind of near the end of the game. There's just some plays you can't make. Yeah. If you are a top 5 or top 10 quarterback. Fortunately for Carson, they've got an unbelievable defense. I mean, they have some ball hawks. They have some receivers playing corner and safety. Love their linebacker core. They can rush the passer. They can stop the run. That offensive line, I just wish that offensive line was there when Andrew Luck was there. It was the opposite. But they are absolutely thriving at this point in his career, a very average point in Carson Wentz's career. They're thriving. They're finding ways to win. But as this team gets to the final stretch of the season, as they get in the playoffs, he is susceptible. He is something you almost have to protect. You need to protect his bad play. You need to protect those errant decisions and throws that he's made, because they're good enough everywhere else to win a playoff game or maybe two with that running back and that defense.
Your Arizona Cardinals were 5-2 through 7 games last season. Then they go 3-6. So we've been talking about your Cardinals, and then they go cross country and they get roughed up by the Lions. Are we headed down the same road this year?
I am concerned about it. Seeing DeAndre Hopkins on the sideline, I mean, that has been Kyler Murray's blanket of security. I mean, there is no doubt when Kyler gets in the back in the pocket and he can't quite see what's going on, he just finds a way to find DeAndre somewhere else on the, he may have had him on a curl. He needs to find him streaking across the field or taking off down the sideline. That's been a massive security blanket. He's thrown game winners like the Hail Mary he threw against Buffalo a couple years ago at home. He's on third down. He's consistently found him. Last week in Chicago on 4th-and-2, he threw him a go route where he threw an unbelievable ball, and DeAndre made a great catch over the shoulder for a touchdown. That blanket is gone. DeAndre is not coming back. He will not be on the sidelines. He will not be suited up this year, unfortunately. So that is a huge concern. I mean, going into Detroit and losing to a very hungry Detroit team that wants to make a statement against one of the best teams in the NFC was not ideal. And that was just a blip in the road. But unfortunately, I think the bigger issue outside of losing to Detroit is they lost DeAndre Hopkins down the stretch. This is when DeAndre makes way, and this is when DeAndre makes game-winning plays in December and into January. And unfortunately, now we're going to really see what Kyler's made of. You know, he's lost some guys throughout the year. They lost Chase Edmonds, who they just got back. He lost Larry Fitz. Obviously, Larry Fitz retired last year. Now without DeAndre, we're really going to see how great this young quarterback is, and I can't wait to watch him play these last couple weeks.
His body language is really bad, though. Like, when things go bad, and you know that, Carson, it's really hard to, like, damn, that's not my fault, but I'm going to get blamed for it. He's showing blame, and I don't know if he's aware of it, but that his body language was bad yesterday.
The good news is his body language is not Jay Cutler bad. It's bad, but it could be worse. But no doubt. I mean, when you know, that's something, you know, when you look at
how do you explain Jay Cutler's body language?
Awful. With a capital A and a capital W. No doubt. I mean, it's bad. And I just look back at his short career. He only played 1 year in college. He only had one opportunity in college to really be the guy and be the leader and be the captain and be the guy that can't have bad language. And then he thrust right into the NFL and started week one. So he hasn't had the ups and downs. He hasn't had the peaks and valleys and the adversity that makes you be tough, that makes you put on a winning face and not have a losing face or have that bad body language. He hasn't gone through that as a player yet, but it's bad. There's no doubt about it. You can tell his teammates and the guys around him sense it. That's something that Kyler definitely needs to work on.
I can't figure out the Titans and the Steelers. I thought I figured out the Titans because they were beating really good teams. And it comes down to, can Ryan Tannehill win a game for you? I thought they had a great game plan running the ball, felt like they were going to dominate the Steelers, and Pittsburgh wins that game. How do you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're pretty well figured out. Tennessee is a one-man show. It's a Derrick Henry show, and they got away with some wins, and they found a way to win without him those first couple weeks. They found a way to lose to some really bad teams without him since he's gone down. So they are what they are. I mean, they're a 9-7 team, you know, at the end of the year. Maybe they make a playoff run. Maybe they can squeak in, but they're not getting past anybody in the playoffs. Pittsburgh, at the end of the day, Pittsburgh's just not very good. They're just really, really well coached. And that organization is that organization for a reason, because they do it right year in, year out through their history. They happen to have, you know, Ben still, you know, he's still a Hall of Famer. He's still one of the best that I ever played against personally. He's at the end of the road, but that team is just so well coached. And there is such a belief in Tomlin and his system and next man up mentality. We've seen that through his tenure. We've seen it through Coach Cowher's tenure before Mike Tomlin got there. That organization, that coaching staff, the way they're built, even when they're bad, that's a bad football team. There's a couple of good players on defense and a handful of pretty good players on offense, but that team is so well coached. That organization is so well run. They're going to win games they shouldn't, and they're going to beat some teams they have no business beating. And then they're because they're not that great, they're going to lose to some bad teams. They're going to get blown out like they did against Cincinnati a couple weeks ago. But that team will find a way to be a winning team like they have every year since Mike Tomlin's been there.
And that's why you wanted Mike Tomlin as the next head coach at USC.
Maybe Lincoln Riley leaves for the NFL, and then maybe we can get him. He's one of the best I ever played against, and I love watching his teams play. But they're just not that good on offense or defense, unfortunately.
Were you treated worse by the fans in Pittsburgh or Cleveland?
Pittsburgh, for sure. Absolutely.
How so?
There's just a hatred. You walk into Heinz Field, there's a hatred. It doesn't matter what jersey you got on. If it's not black and yellow, there's a certain hatred. And you feel it and you love it. And it's a great, great energy. Not that the energy in Baltimore is anything to shake a stick at, because I love playing in Baltimore. Baltimore is the most college-like atmosphere. They've got the band. They've got all these festivities. They've got the pregame intro where Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs would do their dances. Two great, great venues, but there's nothing like, especially when you're an interdivision team and you're playing for the Bengals, Browns, or Ravens, and you walk into Heinz Field, especially on a Sunday night or a Monday night game, in that atmosphere against those fans, it's like having a 12th defender on the field sometimes, because they are so tense and the electricity in that stadium is so great.
We've seen some of these quarterbacks. Kenny Pickett's not going to play in the Peach Bowl. And I'm curious, when the playoffs expand to 12 schools, then you're going to have some real hard decisions by some of these players. I don't have any problem if, you know, Kenneth Walker doesn't want to play in the Peach Bowl as a running back. Any running back you don't want to play, or Pickett doesn't want to play. But what's it going to be like, though, when we get to the playoffs and now you're going to be playing in a playoff game as opposed to the Peach Bowl?
I think there's going to be far fewer players tapping out and saying they're not going to play if their team is in the playoffs. Now, if they're in some bowl that just got named last month that we don't know about, I can understand a guy sitting out. But as soon as you have a chance to play for a national championship and it is dependent on whether you win or lose that week, I think a majority of those guys, if not 100% of them, decide they're going to play and they're going to be there for their team and see if they can win a national championship.
Always great to talk to you, Carson. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner at USC. A couple of phone calls. Take a break. Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris. Thanks for holding. Best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, Dan. Just wanted to call in. Best of the weekend was at one of the college football games. I guess a Cincinnati fan had a sign held up that said, "We kinda want Bama." Worst of the – oh, and I meant to tell you, it's 6 foot and a gelatinous 220.
Ooh, okay.
Worst of the weekend is my boy TB being shut out in TB. And just wanted to say, I know we're not giving any kind of goodbyes, but somebody needs to tell McLovin not to do it. We've already had a McLovin on TV, and the world knows him as Andy Dick. Love your body of work, Dan. Roll Tide.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Yes, McLovin.
We've already had a McLovin. You're supposed to say the guy from the movie, not Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Got a little confused there.
Well, didn't people mistake you for Andy Dick?
You did. Not, I don't know if other people did.
Oh.
Well, I mean, and I miss a lot of Clive Owens, obviously.
No, you tell people.
Maybe it was film critic Owen Gleiberman. I'm not sure exactly.
No, you tell people, don't I look like Clive Owen? And then they say no, but you still keep doing that.
Yeah, I could see the no. I can see that.
Paulie tried to do Jason Statham for years.
Years.
He's a lot closer to Jason Statham than I am to Clive Owen. Yes, he is.
Thank you. And Todd looks like Paulie from Rocky.
Wonderful.
Who do you think you look like, Todd?
I don't know. Growing up, I got a lot of Donny Osmond and things like that, and Tom Hanks and Knight Rider, when I had a big afro head of curly hair. Now, not so much. There was a baseball player, I'm trying to think, who played like on the Yankees or Indians.
Nick Swisher.
Yeah, Swisher.
You did look like Nick Swisher. You probably still do, but Paulie from Rocky, you look like Rocky's brother.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. But it's one of your favorite movies.
I love it.
How do you think Paulie feels?
He's probably extremely insulted.
Man, you look a lot like that Fritzy guy.
He can't possibly like that.
No. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Golf tournament over the weekend, a far cry from a major, but it was a necessary step that could lead to Tiger's return to a certain degree. And he'll never be 100%, but still, it was fun. Father-son duo with Charlie and Tiger, and they had fun. You could see that. Charlie wasn't the center of attention this year like he was the last time they played. I tuned in to see Tiger as opposed to the previous time tuning in to see Tiger's son. And they put on a show. And Tiger hit some great shots. He had a 340-yard drive and a par five. But just getting back, getting his legs, being able to walk, you know, because he was taking a cart, being comfortable, hitting those shots, putting torque on that leg. I mean, that's going to take a long time. I just don't see him in April playing at Augusta, unless it's more of a ceremonial playing at Augusta. But that's a really tough course to walk, and certainly you always have these uneven lies, and it'll be challenging for him to be able to get into a position like that. I wouldn't bet against him, but it feels like Charlie may have a better chance to play at Augusta than Tiger does. Yeah, Paulie.
Are you at all surprised that Tiger Woods got his son so fully into golf, knowing the pressure?
Well, I'd like to know about his daughter. I'd like to know if she likes playing golf. And I don't know if anybody asked Tiger about that, but his son plays golf. But it feels like he's wired the same way as his dad. And you're out there, you want to do things that your dad's doing, and you probably do it, and it's just ingrained. Like, this is what we do. Hey, we're going to go hit some golf balls. Hey, let's go play nine holes. Yeah. And that's what Tiger does. Tiger works out, would run, and he would hit golf balls. I mean, that's what he's always done. But, you know, it's a great moment to be able to share anything with your children. But something like that, I mean, you got cameras on an 11-year-old, and he's totally unfazed by it. A couple of phone calls. Final results of the poll question, McLovin.
Okay, we actually put up, without your permission, a poll. If you could watch one of the games that's coming up, which would it be? Cleveland Raiders, Rams Seahawks, Viking Bears, or Washington football team and the Eagles? People want to see the Rams Seahawks.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if Seattle wins, now all of a sudden Seattle is not that. It feels like if they lose, then all of a sudden we start with, where's Russ going to play next year? Although we've already started that. Jesse in Atlanta. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Jess.
Seton, Polly, and Fritzy, thank you for the dedication. Big Lovin, man, I hate to see you go, but I love to see you leave. Fellas, great job. Best and worst of the weekend. Best is that I found out that McLovin was leaving. Worst of the weekend is that now Dan has to bring in more stuff to put on his desk.
All right. Well, thank you, Jesse. I think that there was some, you know, real feelings, mixed emotions there, maybe.
No, that didn't sound very mixed to me.
I don't know that that's normally the way that phrase works.
What's that?
Hate to see you go, but love to watch you leave. Sure, that's exactly the meaning of that, but
yeah, you usually say that to a attractive woman.
Hey, this will cheer you up. Doug in North Carolina is with us. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Dan, I don't know if you'll remember this, but a couple of years ago, you and I took a selfie at Auschwitz together, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Wow.
Special memory.
Wow.
Best of the weekend, I saw this new trailer for this Lakers show that's coming out on HBO Max, and it looks incredible.
Yeah.
Worst of the weekend, and I really wanted to get your opinion on this because I can't believe this is not being is not more newsworthy. But after Godwin got hit, and you just reported a little while ago that he's out for the season, I was shocked at what Chris Collinsworth said on the broadcast. I'm paraphrasing this horribly, but he basically said receivers would much rather be hit in the head than in the legs. And I know the guy's out for the season, but I can't believe Roger Goodell and the NFL were happy with that. I'm wondering if you heard then what your thoughts
were. Yes, and I've heard it before, Doug. I've heard it from receivers. And I don't want to attach a name to it because I want to make sure that I have the person right who told me this. But, you know, this person said, if I get hit in the head, I'm out a week. If I get hit in the legs, I could be out for the season. So I know it was cringeworthy when Chris said it. And Chris is a former wide receiver. It might be cringeworthy, but it's true. Ask Gronk. Gronk would tell you he'd rather get hit up top in his head than he would down low. I mean, he missed part of his season when he got hit down low. But receivers, it's a dirty secret, folks. That's really what it, and maybe it's not a secret. They can get hit. I get my bell rung. It's a concussion. I'm out for a week. And Chris Collinsworth did not make that up. It's real. Because if I get him the legs, the knee, ankle, I'm out for the year. If I get hit in the head, yes, we know long term. We know that there's brain damage. We know CT. We know all of that. They know that when they play. But they want to continue to play, getting paychecks. It's tough to hear it, but it's true. So Chris didn't, you know, just make that up. Paulie, this day in sports history?
Ah, sad one, Dan. 1966, the NBA granted a franchise to Seattle, the Supersonics. Got to get that one back.
Yep.
Make it happen, Dan.
Yep. Kobe Bryant on this day in 2005 scored 62 points in three quarters. He scored more points than the Mavericks did. It was 95-61. Kobe had 62.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Thank you, Ron Burgundy. Todd, what did I learn on this program?
Carson Palmer cannot believe Bill Belichick apologized to the media for being sure with them after Saturday's loss to Indy.
The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. Have a safe Monday. Enjoy the football. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this Monday show. Masterclass offers exclusive classes on a wide variety of topics, all taught by world-class masters at the top of their fields. You know, you had Steph Curry teaching you how to shoot, Mariah Carey teaching you how to sing, Martin Scorsese teaching you about filmmaking, Gordon Ramsay teaching you about cooking. There's so many great things to love about this. Each class broken into individual video lessons, and there are about 20 lessons per class, 10 minutes per lesson, so it's really easy to consume it on your own time. You can do it anywhere, at any time. Phone, computer, tablet, smart TV, or listen with the audio mode. There's over 100 classes, and you have a range of world-class instructors, the best at what they do. And if you ever wanted to pick up a hobby, it's closer than you think. Plus, this holiday, give one annual membership and get one free. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick today. Masterclass.com/Patrick. Terms apply. You can find all the classes, including the new ones, at masterclass.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen.
We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.